UK libel laws are completely oppressive for members of the public. They're expensive, they're complicated, they're archaic, there's no legal aid available to defend yourself or to make use of those laws. The burden of proof is entirely on the defence, as opposed to a criminal case where you're innocent until proven guilty. McDonald's don't have any obligation under the libel laws to justify themselves, although we force them to. On top of that, we've been denied a jury. McDonald's claimed that a jury would not be able to understand the complexity of some of the issues in the case. But we're members of the public, and we have to understand, we have to do more than understand. We have to be able to pull apart their witnesses and their experts. So that's a completely bogus line from McDonald's. The real reason is that they're frightened of the public that they claim to serve, and they don't want to be judged by that public. We believe that a jury would have been outraged that this case was ever brought at all, and may even have thrown it out by now. So all in all, the libel laws are not a pleasant experience, and 99.9% of all legal threats that anyone receives, any libel communication you would get from a solicitor, 99.9% of the time, articles are dropped, books are rewritten or pulped, films are never shown. As soon as a writ or a threat of a legal action is received from a solicitor, then that's usually the end. It's a form of mass censorship, and it's mass censorship by default, because only the rich and powerful have the means to defend their point of view. Now, for that reason, we felt McDonald's was becoming so free with its solicitors' threats in this country. Hundreds of writs and legal letters were sent out to critics of all kinds, from the top to from the BBC, the national press, trade unions, right down to single individuals, individual campaigners on members of the public, that a climate of fear was being created, where there was now massive self-censorship going on, and people were frightened to speak out about McDonald's. And we really had no alternative but to stand up to this bullying and censorship by McDonald's to expose what was going on